again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who sets us free, free from this world, free from the clutches of the devil, free from sin and the bondage of sin and the power of sin, sets us free so that we can follow him. And the one who sets us free, he redeemed us by his precious blood, redeemed us not by gold and silver and precious costly stones and all these things that the world puts value on. No, he redeemed us with something that was of immeasurable value, eternal value, complete value, the blood of the very Son of God. And when God redeemed us and set us free, he set us free from the very insanity that is this world and this world system, which is cut off from him. You see, when the world fell, and by that being the fall of man, when man fell in the garden, when that whole thing took place, what you ended up with was a system that is separate from him. You end up with the false vine. So Jesus is the true vine. You end up with the false vine, the false world system that is ultimately perishing, ultimately destroys itself. Look, if that world system did not have the children of God here at this time, that system would collapse because they do not live without us, without the children of God. They cannot live without the life that comes from him through us. You see, the world has no life in it. They're like a branch that is cut off, that is broken off from the vine, withers and dies. So the world has no life in itself. It doesn't. There's nothing there. But they are like cars where, you know, they go and fill up their tanks. And where do they fill up their tanks? Where do they get the energy from? Where do they get the life force from? Well, they get it from you. They get it from anyone who is a child of God. They get, okay, scriptures. Babylon, mother of harlots, in you was found all the blood of the prophets. Why is the blood of the prophets, the life of the prophets, found in the world system? Because the world system seeks to rob, steal, kill, and destroy and take that life and that life energy from those that are the children of God to power themselves, to power their system. Now see, here's the thing. They cannot override your free will. That is yours. That is your willful decision and your willful choice. So sure, they would love to get it with your compliance, because then you can be a good little slave laborer and help build their system and be part of it. They would love to have your free will wrapped up into it. But if they can't, they're just going to try to trap you, to drain you, to game you. You know, all these things about vampires and all that stuff, all of it is the same metaphor, which is to the dead seeking to prey upon the living. The dead seeking to draw the life force out of the living. They cannot live unless they suck the life out of somebody else, because they have no life in them. See, for us, for you, the child of God, you have the life force of the very creator of this universe flowing through you. What did Jesus say? He said, look, if you come unto me, you know, if you drink of the water I give you to drink, it'll become like a river of water flowing through you. Out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. Hey, there's a source that flows from within you, overflows your life, Now, here's the thing. For us, we are filled up by God to be poured out. So He pours us out. He continually fills and continually pours us out. And we don't mind, because we find life fulfillment in being poured out according to the plans and purposes of God. We find fulfillment in that. You find fulfillment in that. You won't find fulfillment in being a slave laborer in the world system. Doesn't matter how high you go. You can be chairman of the board in the world system, and if you are a child of God, you're miserable in your heart. You can be the CEO, you can be the chairman, you can be the top of the heap, but if you are a child of God and you're not fulfilling the purpose that God intended for you, you are dying inside, and you know what I'm talking about. And I know there's a few of you out there listening to this right now that's exactly where you are. It's not about, you know, trying to make something work in this world. It's about keeping in step with your Creator and allowing Him to fill you and to pour you out according to His plan, His purpose, His timing, His way, His will be done. It's about Him and not you. You know, I know that people don't like that sometimes because they want it to be about them. But listen, when it's about Him and not you, when it's about the Creator, you also find that your life finds fulfillment. Your purpose is now restored. Your reason for being is now opened up to you. Where before, when it was about you, when you were trying to be your own God, call your own shots, have your own way, do your own thing, when you were trying to do it like that, you couldn't do it. You know why? Because you're not God. You don't see the whole picture. You don't understand all the pieces. He does. That's why we also trust Him. That's why we look to Him. That's why we surrender unto Him each and every day. Because when you surrender your heart and your soul and your life to Him, He then directs your life and the affairs of your life. When you pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, His will is going to be done. Because you've surrendered to that. And it's a beautiful thing. Because when you surrender to that, when you surrender to His will, to His plan and to His purpose, you find that your own purpose will be manifest in that. Your purpose for existence and for being, you're not going to find that apart from the source. You're not going to find your purpose, your reason for being apart from the one that made you. I know people that have tried. And look, you can probably make a happy reality for yourself. You can probably sedate yourself. You can probably drink yourself silly. You can probably sex yourself up. You can probably do all kinds of things to yourself to keep yourself from dealing with the actual painful reality that you're out of place, that you're not in step, that you're not fulfilling the purpose that God intended for you. And you know it in your soul. Because you know why you know it? Because there's an emptiness there. You know why you know it? Because something's grating at you. You know that there's more. You know that there's more to life, but you just can't seem to find it. You just can't seem to tap into it. You just can't seem to get there. Because that's missing. You know there's something missing. But it still seems to elude you. Why does it seem to elude you? Well, one reason is that as long as you try to do it yourself, it'll always elude you. Because you are limited. I am limited. Every human being, apart from the living God, is limited. Is finite. You cannot exist without Him. In Him, we live and move and have our being. He is the vine. We are the branches. What does it say? Apart from me, ye can do nothing. No thing. You can do nothing apart from Him. And in Him, through Christ, we can do all things. There you go. So, attached to the vine, connected to the vine, the kingdom is within. So, the Son of God living in your heart, coming alive, you surrender your life unto Him. You stop trying to call the shots. You let him have the way. You let him lead you and guide you. There's peace in that. And then direction and purpose, all that stuff starts being manifest. You know, you can have it all in the world system and be totally miserable. And I've seen that so many times that it's actually, it's par for the course. I know people in this life, in this world, that according to the world and the world standard, they have everything that the world says you should have, and yet they are totally miserable people. Totally miserable. And if a true child of the living God comes by, they want to latch onto that person and try to get the life out of that one, because there's no life in them. Yet they have everything that the world says you should have. And many times, when they have power and position without a true connection with their Creator, they actually are very nasty people, very mean people, very angry people, very bitter people, very vindictive people. Because that resource without connection to the source will turn them into a monster. I'll say that again. The resource without connection to the source turns them into a monster. Because when you see certain things, if they're allowed to manifest in a small context, if you don't really have the power to act on them, it doesn't really matter too much when it comes to the lives of other people. But when you are insane and you also have your finger on the button, you also have people looking to you, people under your authority, people that that report to you, you can do a lot of damage to their lives. And that, my friends, is a lot of what the world system is. A lot of people that are in position in the world and the world system are quite insane. Quite insane. If you struggle with that, just look. Look at the actions, look at the choices, look at the decisions. Look at all that they are apart from Him. Insanity is the norm for the mind separate from Him. Because it's a split mind. It's a double-minded mind. And scriptures say that a double-minded person is unstable in all that they do. It's a double-minded mind. Two minds, stressed, stretched, not sure what to do. Two minds. Because there's a conscience that's sort of going inside there, that's quickening them a little bit. They listen to it sometimes, but then also, they're also, you know, waist deep in what the world is and what the world is all about. And as they keep going down that way, the world just keeps chipping away piece after piece after piece of their soul, trying to make them into their image and their likeness. God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And what the world has said is, all right, that's what God did, and the world is Antichrist, spirit of Antichrist, so the world says, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let us take man, who is created in God's image and God's likeness, and let's twist him. Let's turn him. Let's pierce him. Let's mark him. Let's degrade him. Let's do whatever we can to him to make him... let's splice his genes. Let's split his genes. Let's combine his DNA with all kinds of other stuff. Ultimately, to make man an abomination, to make man something that he was not intended to be, to make man in the image and likeness of the world, rather than to allow him to grow in grace and the admonition of the Lord, and to be in the image and the likeness of God, which was what God intended when he created man. So the world is continuing to do that. The world is continuing to ramp up its actions for the purpose of contaminating that which God created. And it is quite insane. Because if you stop and you actually think about it, if you stop and you actually look at it, you can realize that, the end of all of this, for those that are in the world, there is no peace. And it ends badly. It ends badly. A lot of people think that they're going to win the game. You're not going to win the game. You're not. Just the very fact that you play in that system and you think that they're going to let you out. Look, God even gives you over to a strong delusion. Because sometimes people think they're going to do, you know, like when you're a kid, you thought, okay, if the elevator's falling, or, you know, you could jump up really fast right at the end and keep from hitting the ground. Or if you're in a plane, what happens if you jump right before you hit the ground? And yeah, you'll be okay. That's the kind of thinking that's in a child's head. Obviously, that doesn't work. But there's a lot of people that think that they can do that like that with the world, and that they'll be okay. They think that, they can play with the devil. They think that they can shake hands with the devil, and then at some point in a later spot, that they can just smooth it over with God and, you know, repent on their deathbed, or you know, do a lot of charity, you know, with their ill-gotten gain or whatever. They think that they can kind of make that thing work right at the end. Listen, it doesn't work like that. Because, you know, if you willfully choose to reject Him and willfully embrace the world and all that it is, you don't know when your moment's coming. Appointed unto every man is a time to die, and after that the judgment. You don't know when your time is. You don't. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 2 minutes. You might not get through this audio. Or you could have 50 years. But you don't know. Only God knows. And two, very often when people set their face against Him, God hardens their hearts and allows them to go that track so that they fill up the cup of their own life, and He gives them over to strong delusion. So they believe the lie, and doing so, they are damned. If they've chosen not to, He can use even that which is intended for evil for good. He can use that which people have set themselves against Him, like Pharaoh did, and still turn that around and receive glory out of that situation. But it won't come the way the people think. And, you know, that's His prerogative. It's His choice. Because if people say that's what they want, okay, He says, all right, fine, you go for it. And as you go for it, I'm going to let you go for it. And I'm going to work out my redemptive plan with those that have a heart for me. Yes, there are prodigal sons. Yes, there are those that turn around. But if He didn't come to Himself while He was in the pig pen of life, if He didn't have that moment, that revelation, that He was off track, off base, out, and that He needed to return to the Father, if He didn't have that revelation, He would have died in that pig pen, kissing pigs. He would have died in there. And that's what the world will do. That's where a lot of people end up. They end up in the pig pen of life. They end up in the pig pen of life. And while people think, oh, they can play this game with the world, they end up there. You know, how many Hollywood actors and actresses thought that they would make it big and just ended up on the casting couch? or ended up, you know, in the pornographic movie business. Yeah, a lot of that happens. A lot of people that thought they could just be an actor or an actress, they didn't quite get the jobs and the roles because of their talent and their skills and their ability. Nope. No. You know, the world will use you. The world will take advantage of you. The world will drain the life out of you. The world will take that which is in you and twist it and turn it and turn you into one of their little ambassadors of their system. That's at enmity with God. And unless you're willing to play ball, you don't get to go on the ride. You don't get to go on the ride, by and large. Occasionally, somebody slips through by God's design and purpose. But that person usually is just a witness, usually is a challenge, and usually, as quickly as they're able to slip through, God will tell them to slip out, to keep following Him. And when they do, they do. Because they're not, they don't have a desire for all of that. They don't have a desire for what the world has. They want to follow Him. See, when you want to follow Him, you're going to find Him. And He's going to lead you. And He's going to guide you. And that's going to strengthen you each and every day. But if you choose that which is not Him, it's going to leave you empty. Sure, you're going to get some happiness. You're going to get some quote-unquote friends. You're going to be allowed your 15 minutes of fame to do, you know, those things, you know, get certain things in the world. But that's it. And from that point forward, you know, you better put your shoulder to the plow and be a good little bee in the beehive. No, God sets His people free. God sets you free. Sets you free so that you can walk out an incredible journey and an incredible life with Him. Look, I know that sometimes you see what the world is doing and what's going on in the world, and it looks like, you know, they've got the whole thing figured out, whole thing cranked up. It's just window dressing, my friends. It's just fluff. It's not real. That is the illusion. That is the bait. Telling other people, come in. Come in. It's not, you know, it's cold outside. Why don't you come in here? But what you know is that that is a place of death. And there's nothing there for you. Rather, trust the Lord. Trust Him with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Ask Him to lead and direct the affairs of your life. And know that He surely will. He'll carry you on from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from one adventure to the next. And in Jesus' name, you will have life and peace, and you'll walk out this incredible adventure free. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi, or find us on our Facebook page, Faithmix, one word. You can find us. Say hi. We always appreciate you guys. So keep on keeping on, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.